Okay.
We only have one paper.
You should have two papers. What page do you have? Okay. Here. You don't want to run back? Okay, Rabosai, we're going to do it quick. Okay, gentlemen, we're starting on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. I'm going to get to the main points. I'm going to read fast. It's a chazara, and I'm going to skip the parts that are less necessary. We'll start from the beginning. Yatzazesh mechusak tzitzon asina. Yesh machloka sha'omrim. V'hu adin leniar. So some say that the halacha that you cannot cut also applies not just to balei chayim, but also applies to niar. U'lechol tolosh. Shimchot avimeno achar shekosa bo aget posel. V'chein kos balach zgedolos b'loshon hazeh. So what's that? Whose sheet is that? That the issur of cutting is even applies to to inanimate objects. That's the Bahag. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. So can you go ahead and cut a piece of paper afterwards? After you write the get, can you cut it down? No, you cannot. He quotes the Bahag over here. The Bahag uses B'lashon Hazeh. Uleman de kosiv gita, a person who writes a get, livsok megilta shir gita, first cut the document, the paper to the shir, v'hader lichteve, and then write the get. The ikosiv la mikme de livsok megilta, because if you cut it before you write the Megillah, upaishi megilta, and you write first, and now the Megillah is too big, upasik la basar de kosiv gita, mifsal gita. That's going to passel the get. Diksiv v'nosan, and the pasuk kosiv v'nosan requires a continuity. Diksiv v'nosan, yishen mechusa alaksiv v'nesina, yatzazesh mechusa ksiva uktsitsa, unesina v'chenami kosiv v'psukot, v'af rabbeinu chanan al kosiv kan, etc., etc. Go to v'yesh omrim, by footnote 374. V'yesh omrim, shlo amru kein ela b'mechubar. That the din of mechusak tzitza only applies to what? To mechubar. Aval tolush in mechusak tzitza af al pi shekotzatz kosher. And v'tolesh mi bal chayim is oker davar mi gidulo ukemechubar dami. Okay, so that's the position of who? I forgot. That's the Rashba. Yafe. Okay, and then he goes back and forth. Rai is back and forth. And then skip to Kuf Lamed Gimel. Turn the page. And I wanted to just read this part a little slower. Go to the first column of page Kuf Lamed Gimel. He brings the raya from Kisi Adam, you might recall. And then halfway through, after a period, it says, Umikol makom ani tama ba. Do you see it? Umikol makom ani tama ba. Va'afilu le'ikar ha-gemara kashali. This whole gemara, I don't understand, says the Rambam. Shalomot sasi b'talmud, Yotza ze shemechusar, ela b'shi'ef shalasos v'mianu oso maisa b'chisaron hadavar. K'mo ze shizkarti b'sanhed, shi'ef shal likvor eitz below k'tzitza. V'chem, oh. Says, if I look at Shas, all over Shas, and I look at the cases of mechusar k'tzitza, what I find universally, all over Shas, the only time you have a case of mechusar k'tzitza is if the k'tzitza is necessary to accomplish the agenda that needs to be accomplished. For example, I write a get on a tree. Can I go ahead and deliver the tree without uprooting the tree?
No.
And the sina cannot be done without uprooting the tree. If there's an irani dachas, and I have to bury the entire irani dachas, including the tree, what must happen before I bury the tree? I have to uproot the tree. Says the Ramban, that's where we find mechusak tzitza, where the tzitza is a necessary element to the performance of the chalos, and therefore, if you cannot, the chalos cannot be achieved but for the tzitza, that's called mechusak tzitza. So now, you have a piece of paper. Can you deliver the paper without cutting it down to size? You have a cow. The get is written on the keren. Can you deliver the get without removing the keren?
Yep.
Yes. How do you do that? Give the whole cow. So he says, I don't understand, therefore, the applications of mechusak tzitza. I only understand one application. If you write a get on a tree, I understand that's mechusak tzitza. But why is it mechusak tzitza when you write it on the keren shel para or the Rabbeinu Tam when you write it on the piece of paper? After all, what? You're not. That's not called mechusak tzitza because you can deliver the paper, you can deliver the cow without cutting it off. So he says, inside. V'chein mechuber gomer I efshel kain bo nesina ela b'ktsitziv. Aval betolosh gomer, my mechuser ikon. V'chein nami mechuber da'atzitz v'keren. That's the case we've been talking about. My mechuber ikon. Ubishlem ahasim iklamei the gzera. Okay, so, okay, skip to one more sentence. He quotes Yishalmi. Our Gemara, the Sefer, you might recall. Our Gemara doesn't have that drasha. Okay, so now look at the Yesh Lomar. Second column, Kuf Lamed Dalid. Yesh Lomar, fourth line from the top. You see it? So now says Ramban, he starts to introduce his Yisrael. Yesh Lomar. You write a get on a Karen, and you give her the par. Is it good?
Yes.
That's good. You write a get on a Karen, and your intention is to give only the Karen. You write a get on the Karen, your intention is only to give the Karen, and now you extract, you remove the Karen. Is that good? You write the get on the Karen, and now you want to take it off. Is it good or not? So the Gemara tells us no good. Asks the Ramban, why is it no good? Listen carefully. Listen carefully. So he says, does a Karen have status? Rabosa, Shmuley. Does a Karen have status and chashivas independent of a para? The answer is yes. Since it has status and chashivas independent of the para, for example, what do you call it when it is removed? Do you call it para or do you call it Karen? You call it a Karen. And people collect kronos. People collect these things. People blow shofar with them. It has independent status. Once it has independent status, says Ramban, Yeshloma, Kevich Ein Bedato, Litan La Para, Mechusar Mikri, Deheach Nesina Achwisi, Nesina De Karen, Lo Efshe Ela Bekzitza, Bechein Nesina De Ale, Mixa Skeres, Mechusar Tzkita, Kevich Ein Bedato, Ulofize. Oh, so in other words, when it comes to a Para, the Karen has independent status of the Para, is that clear? And therefore, when you take it off after Ksiva, is it Mechusar Tzitza? Yes, it is. What about the tree itself? Let's say you have a tree. You write a get on a tree and you remove it. Is that going to be mechusak tzitza? For sure that is. The tree is mechusak tzitza because you can't give the tree without cutting it. So what emerges so far are two tranches. Tranche number one is the case of the tree. Because halachically you're required to do tzitza, otherwise you can't deliver the get. That's tranche one. Tranche two is where a piece has independent chashivus. Does the Karen have independent chashivus? Yes, and therefore if your intention is to give the Karen and not the para, you are going to have a din of mechusar tzitza on the Karen. What about a paper? Big paper, and you only want to give a small part of the paper. Is that independent of the other part of the paper? Does it have independent chashivus? What do you call it? You call it paper. And therefore, it doesn't have independent chashivus. So should there be a halacha mechusak tzitza when it comes to paper? You write again, now you want to snip off the edges. Should that be a din of mechusak tzitza, lechora? Not. Why not? Because it doesn't have independent status. Says now, let's finish up. Ulefi zehata, nirin li dvara shel Rabbeinu hai gom. Shamra, im mikodem ksiva, if you, before you write it, you wrote, have a daita le megas. Megas means to cut. If before you wrote yadas to cut, then les le le migzar basi basar de ach de ichtav. Aval I lo havi bedaita le megas les lambas. So you see my piece of paper over here. Let's say my get is written only on this first column. My intention before I write is I'm only going to go ahead and give this first comp. That's my intention. I write, and then I cut. Says Rabbeinu Haigon, that's no good. Why? Because when I intended to write only in the first column, what did I do with my das? What did my das just do? It defined the heftza of the get as only half the page. It defined, my das defines the heftza of the get as half the page. So what's the heftza of the get? Just half a page. So when I write on half a page, and then I do what? I cut it down. That's called mechusar tzitza. Defined by what? Defined by subjective das. If my intention was to give a whole piece of paper, and now I cut it down, so I didn't do anything that's halachically significant. That is the chiddush of the of Rav Hai Gon. Let's see it inside. Im ata lo ketzai tse ben ze bese gamur. Aval lo asiti mashu sheyes lo mashma util chatit. Ki lo asiti. As boni kra shupam, efa nachnu, kuf lamed dalet. I'm going to read the whole paragraph. Ulufi ze atam nirin li dvar shal Rabbeinu Hai. Shomra imi kodim ksiva hu dait ala megas. If before the ksiva, yet das to cut, then less le lamigzar le basar de ichta. Then there's no gzera. I'm sorry, less le lamigzar. Then you should not cut after the ksiva. Aval ilo habi b'dait le megas less lamba elu dvarav em nechonim lefi dvarenu. Why? De mechusar maisa b'nesina zu ka'amar. If the intention was to give only half the piece of paper, then that defines the get. Ubedato shel adam hu chisaron zed ahabetalashu. That's true when it comes to paper. However, gabe para, is the para fundamentally different than the keren? Yes. Yeah, so there's an objective status. So I want to give the keren, to remove the keren afterwards, is a psul. And when it comes to the tree itself, that is halachically prohibited to do the cutting afterwards, because you cannot do what? You can't deliver the tree without the nesina. So Ramban has three tranches over here. Okay, I don't know if we got that all last time. I don't know if you're getting it all this time either from the look on your faces. But you're not used to shear early. That's fine. Okay, I'm gonna cut my losses over here. I'm gonna stop here. Think about it, dream about it, and we're gonna go weiter.